It is that time. The business end of the season. The Community Armchair is back after a radiothon break and back with a bang. An NRL-NRLW finals fast four with two grand finals to preview. Morning, Will.
Morning, Danny. So much to cover,
yeah.
So little time. I mean, but first of all, shout out to the Brisbane Lions for winning the AFL Grand Final. I watched that game from beginning to end. It looked like it was going to be a tight game headed into the fourth, but they ran away with it.
Yeah, ran away with it. Then, the score was tied at halftime. It's been one of the rare times that's ever happened. But then the Lions ran away with it, and it would seem that the Brisbane has much to celebrate, so let's get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
NRLW first on the fast four. Tricolour perfection continues. The Roosters defeat the Cronulla Sharks 17-16.
A grand final rematch, certainly living up to the billing, and it played out very similarly to that day in October last year. The Roosters controlled the early proceedings through the middle of the field with the help of Olivia Koenig, building a sizable lead by halftime. Then the Sharks adjusted in the second half to tie the game through slick backline play, but it was the Roosters having the final say with the final score, 11-0, a perfect record.
Yeah.
But as the Chicago Bulls of 1996 will tell you, it don't mean a thing without the ring. The Roosters will be looking to complete the perfect season on grand final day.
Over in the NRL, second on the fast four, bright lights mean the best players. The Melbourne Storm beating the Cronulla Sharks.
I love your reaction there.
Yeah, well.
The Sharks looked primed and ready to cause an upset, especially after that stunning victory over the Raiders in the second round.
Yeah.
But the moment called for superstars, and that superstar was Melbourne's Cameron Munster. An absolutely scintillating performance with his patented agility and creativity. That banana kick assist to Brian Pappenhausen's try had me damn near falling out of my seat. Cronulla hung tough for a large majority of the game, but the very few prime chances they did have were just snuffed out by Melbourne's brilliance. Stefano Oitoikamanu was also massive in this one, present and dominant in all three first half tries, just looking completely unstoppable. Cronulla just ran out of gas. It happens.
Scene 26, Sharkies back in the NRLW, third on the fast four, a Broncos barrage. The Brisbane Broncos flogging the Knights 30-6.
Despite Dare and Jesse Southwell's best efforts, the Broncos just looked so slick and organized everywhere you looked. The pack was physical and fast. The back line was led by Tamika Upton, fed off the platform with setting with their usual creativity, and the defense held firm all game. Newcastle hung tough, but they just couldn't hold the Bronx out of the backfield. Broncos advanced to face the reigning premiers in the Roosters in the grand final.
And if anyone can defeat the Roosters, it's got to be the Broncos. Finally, in the NRL, fourth on the fast four. It's been 6 years, but the Broncos defeat the Penny Panthers. It's an absolute cracker. 16-14.
6 years. It has been 6 years since the Panthers haven't featured in the NRL grand final. And those 6 years ended yesterday. This game had everything. It looked like the usual Panthers that we saw completely mollywop the Bulldogs in the second round. With a 14-0 half lead at half, that feeling didn't change.
But
the Broncos kept growing into the game right throughout the second half. 20 minutes after the Katoni Stags try, a couple of errant bounces went their way for Xavier Willison to score, and then the crescendo. Off a Blaze Talungi mistake, Reese Walsh throws a basketball pass to Dean Mariner, who busts through and underneath three tackles to score. Tie game, kick to come. And as if the narratives couldn't get any bigger,
yep.
Who else to slot it but Adam Reynolds?
That's right, cometh the man, cometh the hour.
The same man who missed a tying conversion almost 4 years ago at the very same ground against the very same team. Cleary nor Edwards found the two-point tying field goal. The dynasty is officially broken.
With that, both the NRLW and NRL Grand Final matchups are set for this Sunday. What's the situation?
In the NRLW Grand Final, the two best teams in the league by a long shot this season will meet for the title. The Brisbane Broncos and Sydney Roosters have been the absolute cream of the crop in the NRLW this season. Wire to wire from round one to now. Both have north of a 130-point differential, with no other team even touching a point differential of 30. The best teams have to have the best talent, and that these teams do. Olivia Koenig, Jessica Sergis, and Isabel Kelly on the Roosters all played significant roles in State of Origin. Ditto for Ali Brigginshaw, Tamika Upton, and Romy Teitzel. Strong forward packs, strike all over the back lines, creative halves, Both teams are top scorers and top defenses, meaning this could be a grind or an absolute try-scoring party. This is a must-watch.
Indeed it is. And what about the NRL? What of the NRL? What are the men?
A rematch of 2006's Grand Final.
That's before your time, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was born at the time. I was about, 3 years old, okay. Pretty much. We will have a team other than the Panthers holding the title for the first time since 2020. Babies have been born not knowing another NRL Premiership winner other than the Panthers, but here we are. Both the Melbourne Storm and Brisbane Broncos are coming into this one with momentum and fire after enthralling victories in their preliminary finals. For the Storm, it's all about grind. The Flash can arrive through their rep talent as we saw on Friday night, but the bread and butter under Craig Bellamy has been settling into a defensive rhythm and winning the field position battle. The Broncos, however, have flash, style, and excitement strewn all over the park, much of that coming through the mercurial Reece Walsh, who we've all witnessed can take over games by himself. Their defense can also be resilient in the big moments. As we saw yesterday, they repelled several sets right on their own goal line to keep themselves in the game when they were 8 points up. This matchup is very, very, very intriguing and could go either way.
One for the ages. Let's give it up to Brisbane, whether it be the Lions or the Broncos in the men's and women's. Here's a Brisbane group called People Mover. From an album called Cane Trash, a song called Habit. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Danny.